Well, welcome everyone to this edition of South Sea Folk Podcast. I'm afraid to say that Lou's not able to join us this time. We had a few technical issues, but we don't want to lose this time. So I'm going to introduce a guest for this podcast, and that's Luke Streeter from Sweet Tooth. And the Sweet Tooth is a coffee shop, 36 Albert Road. So just go along and have a look at that. Welcome, Luke, and thanks for being part of the podcast. Great to have you on there.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Oh, my pleasure. So just tell people about your business, where you are based, and just sell yourself a bit.
So we're based on Albert Road, Sweet Tooth South Sea. We are in the front of Lovelace Atelier, which is a tailor's. It's been there for a few years. So we're kind of trying to create a different kind of creative space where you can come have coffee, be tailored by a suit or not, or just hang out, really. It's just a place we want people to come and hang out and be able to get all of the things that we have on offer.
That's a novel concept, isn't it? Buy a coffee and get a suit.
Yes.
I'm sure no one's ever done that before. That's fantastic. And you've been open since October last year. What made you want to open a coffee shop?
So we opened the business in October as an online sweet shop. Yeah. So it kind of went from being a sweet shop to the idea of maybe we could make more of it and have a place where people can come and buy stuff in store. It's kind of always been what I've enjoyed doing is coffee and hospitality. So it was a no-brainer when I had the opportunity just to go for it.
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. So what brought you to where you are now? You know, what was your career journey? So obviously you didn't go straight from school to open a sweet shop, I presume. How did you get to where you are now?
So I've been around the country quite a bit, so I've traveled to Brighton for university, and then I moved on from Brighton to Liverpool. And what I always found I loved most about every city I lived in was the local coffee hangouts, the places you could go with your friends and have coffee. And at this point I'd never actually worked in the industry in coffee. I'd always worked in bars, so I reached out and started working in coffee shops and kind of went around all different coffee shops, kind of learned how to be a barista through that. And then, kind of had the opportunity come up where I was in a bit of a limbo. So, it was kind of like, just go for it and put it all out. Yeah,
it's not as simple as you think, isn't it? When you go to create a good coffee, it's not like a couple of spoonfuls of coffee beans and off you go. There's a real process, isn't it?
And I personally myself spent quite a lot of time researching into who I wanted to use for coffee. And obviously there's quite a lot of local roasters who I've thought about using and stuff, but I wanted it to be something unique, something a bit different.
Yeah.
So I actually ended up using a guy called Bubblehead Barista. So he's local to South Sea. It's all roasted locally. He's only been going a year himself. And I actually found him at one of the Love South Sea markets, tried his coffee, and I just knew from that point I wanted to use that coffee when I finally opened the shop.
And that makes a difference. And it's great to use local, isn't it? Like you say, there are local.
It's really cool. We only buy like 5 kilo at a time. It's super small batch. I know exactly when he roasted it, what date it was roasted on. The latest batch I've got was roasted on the 16th of January. So fresh. You've got it that fresh, and that you're supporting someone else who's local and kind of growing together.
Smell is amazing, isn't it?
So
you started off with sweets then, and then coffee. And actually, I think you've morphed them together, haven't you? So I was looking on your Facebook page, and it's amazing. The hot chocolate I saw with the marshmallows and the cream, and there's more than that. So you've taken the two and put them to one. How's that going down? Do people like
really
to do that?
Good. Yeah, people are loving it, actually. Yeah, so we're trying to make everything as sweet as possible without being too unhealthy. So we're trying to find alternatives. We do a lot of vegan options.
A lot
of vegan sweets. Yeah, but the combination of the sweets and coffee is very a lot more popular than I first anticipated. I knew that it goes well together, but it's just crazy how much it's pairing together.
And there must be certain kinds of beans or coffee that go well for sweeter things. I know with the coffee, I'm lucky enough to have a coffee grinder that, you know, that I use my beans, and there can be a chocolatey hint in there, can't there? So
these beans have got are very chocolatey. They've got a blueberry sort of peach honey tea flavour. So nice. it's quite a sweet coffee. Yeah, that's why when I first tried it, I knew that was the coffee I wanted to use, just because of how well it goes with the branding.
Yeah.
So their branding is very similar to ours. They use a lot of pink and white. And it just fitted in really well with Sweet Tooth as a brand.
Yeah. And you do tea as well, don't you? So it's not just coffee.
Yeah. So we do regular tea, but we've also reached out to a company called Tea and the Gang.
Yeah.
They do some wild stuff. So they do like regular teas and stuff like that, but they also do like lattes. So they're similar to matcha teas.
Oh, I see.
They're all powder based. It's completely made from plants, all caffeine free, really natural. And you make them as you would make a latte.
Mm.
So we've got a cotton candy one, which is a bright pink latte, which is topped with cream and cotton candy.
Yeah.
And then we have an apple lavender one, which is a bit healthier. And then also a minty one, which is, it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's bright blue, but it just tastes like a mint tea. Yeah.
There are so many different types of tea out there now. I mean, I grew up with just having peaty tips or whatever, and that was it. But now, I mean, there's so much stuff out there, and to explore it is amazing.
Yeah,
so what would you say then, since you've opened it, what's been the favourite thing, or what have you achieved that you're the most proud of?
The most proud I'm achieving is people are coming into the store saying, oh, we've seen you on Instagram. And it's really cool. We can't wait to come down and like try it, stuff like that. So like we're growing a lot quicker than I anticipated, which is really exciting, but also can be a bit overwhelming.
A bit daunting, yeah. I can imagine.
Because we've gone from January to like doing quite okay, like a lot of people coming in, to suddenly the first week of February, like breaking records every day, which has been like overwhelming but also super exciting.
Yeah, I can imagine that. There is that feeling of being taken along by a wave, isn't there? So like you say, exhilarating, but also a little bit kind of, well, I'd like to slow down a little bit as well.
It's very exciting. And yeah, where we're kind of peaking now, we were kind of expecting to be there by about April. It's happening very fast, which is really cool. It's a good problem to have, isn't it? Yeah, rather than really grateful for everyone coming down, which is it's just good.
But do you think that's a bit of a bounce back? You know, because the times we've been through with COVID, etc. Do you think now people are going to local businesses and wanting to get out and to do it because they were cooped up for a long time?
Yeah, it certainly feels that way. It also, from a coffee side of things, feels like people are more wanting to support local independent coffees.
Yeah.
And people since COVID have, I think they've become more grateful for what they can have from a local place. Yeah. So yeah, it does seem like people are definitely supporting local more since COVID, trying to help out local businesses, which is great. And Southsea's always had such a nice local community.
Oh, I love it.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone's got each other's backs. And yeah, and Albert Road, especially, we've got some lovely neighbours around us. Everyone's been super supportive. It's been great.
It is an amazing place. I mean, I moved here about 10-11 years ago now, and the vibe around Albert Road and so on, I don't think you can replicate that. I think it's amazing. So
sort of reminds me of Brighton in a way.
I completely agree because of the independence, and it's not a high street where there's lots of chains. It's it's
exactly that.
Yeah. So, okay, going into spring, summer then, what can we expect from you?
So we have lots of plans, lots of ideas. Some things that we weren't expecting to do until late summer. They're just sort of like getting the ball rolling now. So we've got some summer drinks we want to do. We want to do a lot of more ice drinks. Mm. We are kind of tempting around the idea of creating some sort of milkshake drink that's crazy looking, like you know, like the freak shakes, where you can like top them with any of the sweets we do, all that kind of stuff. There's quite a lot of things we've got planned with other people we're working with for the summer, which I can't really say too much about at the moment.
I'll go on.
Yeah, there's some exciting things coming for Sweet Tooth in the summer. Yeah.
So someone listening to this wants to find out more about yourselves and to find out when these things are happening, you know, these launches that you're doing in the spring, summer, where would they go? How do they get hold of you?
So just look us up on Instagram. So we're Sweet Tooth Southsea on Instagram. I'm very much so a person of posting every single day. I think it's great. I think it's a great opportunity. I'm constantly updating our story. I love Instagram. I love how you can reach people. Like, yeah. So if you want to know anything that's coming up, it'll mainly be on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah. I've seen the Facebook page, and you had the mayor come round, didn't you?
We did, yes. So we had our neighbours next door from the Moving On Project Portsmouth. They've just opened up their shop next door to us. So they had a big opening last Saturday. They had lots of councillors down and the mayor. And I was sort of mid-serving someone, and suddenly I looked around and the mayor was just there.
The man with a big necklace on, yeah.
he was absolutely lovely. He couldn't say a bad word about what we were doing. He really liked it. So that was very exciting.
So do you have any other brands you're looking to work with? I mean, you mentioned Tea and the Gang. Is there anything you would aspire to, maybe?
There are a few. There's certainly one in Portsmouth that I want to reach out to called the Cookie Queen. She just does absolutely insane-looking, amazing cookie, sort of cakes.
Yeah.
They look so good. I would love to stock her here.
Okay, well, that's if she's listening or whatever, then do that. So, okay, well, a couple of silly questions for you here. Well, some people say silly, some people not. First of all, smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
Smooth.
Smooth? Really? Well, if I'd known that beforehand, I would never have done this interview with you. Crunchy all the way on that.
To be honest, it depends on what. Smooth or toast? Yeah. Crunchy probably in a sandwich.
Okay, you're forgiven. You are forgiven. So are you, now this is probably a silly question, but are you chocolate or sweets?
Oh, chocolate, personally. I literally, if I had to say why it's called sweet tooth, it's literally I am sweet tooth. I have such a sweet tooth, it's bad. But
yeah,
I'm a big fan of chocolate.
What kind of chocolate? You milk or plain?
I quite like to keep it milky, plain. I don't like messing with chocolate too much. I think just a good standard chocolate.
My wife also loves sweets,
so I'm a bit torn.
Yeah, my wife has got me into dark chocolate. So I never used to like it, but now I've been taken over to the dark side on the chocolate. Okay, another one here, not on your list, but I'll say it anyway. Name a movie that you have watched more than once and why.
The first one that came to my head then was one I watched as a child a lot, 50 First Dates.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why. As a child, teenager, I was just obsessed with this film. It'd be the kind of film, if I was poorly or anything, I would just watch it every day, three times a day.
You get comfort films, don't you?
And it actually came up on the telly the other day, and it brought up a lot of weird memories, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true. You do get comfort films. I don't know if I've got...
Yeah.
One, I mean, all the old, I'll give you a comfort one for me, will be Finding Nemo, something like that. Yeah. Because good memories, a silly bit of silly fun, and it's all good. Well, Luke, thank you so much for being part of this podcast. Shame Lou couldn't be here, but I'm sure we'll get you back another time when the three of us can have a chat. I will definitely be popping along to your shop. Remind everyone again where you are and how to get hold of you.
So we are 36 Albert Road. If you just look out for the big pink A boards outside or Lovelace Atelier, we're opposite Head Hairdressing, sort of opposite Southsea Gallery.
Okay.
But if you just look out for either the suit in the window or the two big A boards that are bright pink, you'll find us.
Excellent. And Facebook and Instagram. What was your Instagram name again?
So it's just Sweet Tooth Southsea.
Fantastic. Well, it's a pleasure. I wish you all the best.
Thank you, John.
And good luck. And like I say, we'll have you back in the summer, and you can tell me about the stuff you couldn't tell me today. I will look forward to it. Take care, Luke. It's been a pleasure.
You too. Thank you. Take care. Thank you.